It's a recovery for the rich, not us, Kevin McLaughlin. There has been much debate about the so-called recovery in the economy following the financial crash, and the government's severe austerity bailout measures. While the governing parties have been playing up the limited economic growth, others, including Sinn Féin SF, have been calling for a fair recovery. The Socialist Party, campaigning as part of the AAA, says that this recovery is primarily a recovery for the rich. To achieve real economic justice, workers should vote for the party that will challenge the system and provide a real alternative. Fiscal space. Recently there has been an intense debate about what the outgoing Fine Gael/Labour Party coalition government has referred to as fiscal space. For years these politicians have been saying there are no funds available to maintain vital services, hence their justification for austerity measures. But now there's an election, they cynically put forward promises about increasing public spending over the next 5 years. They are also giving the false impression that this is a large amount of money. First they said this pot is 12 billion, but then revised it down to 10 billion. However, the previous year's cuts total more than 50 billion. So even if this extra spending was delivered, which is doubtful given the state of the global capitalist economy, it doesn't go anywhere near repairing the earlier damage. SF accepts this fiscal space, which means they also accept no radical change in the economy. The fact that SF has taken this position indicates a shift to the right by them in the middle of the election campaign. This is in response to criticism from the establishment that the choice in this election is between recovery or chaos. So all the main parties have said the election is all about who will spend this 8 billion or 10 billion over the next 5 years. This is nowhere near good enough. It will mean that the crisis in the health service, in education, public services in general, and the cost of living crisis will continue to adversely impact on the working class. The campaign, real change, not spare change. We started knocking on doors before the formal announcement of the election. Alongside this intensive canvassing, we've organized numerous street activities and put up posters, etc. Our posters say end inequality, real change, not spare change, which neatly dovetails with the economy recovery debate. The response of voters on the doorsteps is generally positive to our anti-austerity message. The AAA is well known, standing in defense of ordinary working people, etc. Many people are open to our message, especially given the dire record of the pro-big business austerity measures of the government parties,